Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Patriots Unite. Pardon me, scratch that. Welcome to America Matters Radio and Broadcasting. And we are here with Tiger Helgeline. I hope I pronounced that right.
Perfect, Brian.
And we are here to get to know the man, the Nevada man. Did I pronounce that properly?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. If you would like to talk to Tiger, you can call in at 319-527-6092. Press 1 if you want to chat. We are live on the air with Tiger Helgeline.
Thanks for having me, Brian. It's funny you asked about the pronunciation of Nevada, because you could do a lot of bad things in this state, but the worst thing you can do is mispronounce Nevada. So a lot of people will say Nevada. That's a sin. You got to say Nevada.
You know, Illinois is like that too. If you call it Illinois, oh my goodness, they get so offended.
Yeah, you gotta know.
Everybody's has their own, you know. You gotta treat people with respect. You don't treat people with respect, you don't get respect.
That's right. You gotta know who you're talking to, especially if you're trying to represent them or talk about them, right? You gotta
Amen
do it with respect.
For sure. I am glad to have you here tonight. This is amazing. I got to go to the Trump rally last night.
I saw that on Twitter. How was that? That was Sioux City?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it was. That was amazing. The energy in that place, you could just feel it. It was there. And he had Dr. Ben Carson with him. He had Matt Whitaker with him. Of course, Matt Whitaker, he's a Hawkeye. He played for the Hawkeyes.
Okay.
He's a hometown boy.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
I want to hear more about you. I want to hear more about what you like. I want to hear more about what you like to do. This is why we're here.
Sure. Yeah, no, thanks for having me. I'm here in sunny Las Vegas right now. We got a little cold snap yesterday, so I think the weather's turning from hot to cold, but
I gotta ask what you consider a cold snap.
Well, it's funny because I had some friends in town from Alaska last January, and they said this is the coldest we've ever been on a golf course. So, you know, 40 and 50 here is a lot colder than 40 and 50 in other places. So it's not too bad. You're not going to die if you go outside, but it's cold.
Well, no, I lived in San Antonio for a little while, and I lived in Florida. I grew up in South Florida, so I pretty much get what the dry heat and the humid heat, the differences, but it was 28 degrees here today.
Yeah, yeah.
Northwest Iowa. Ooh, Lord,
winter is near. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
That's
we get some wind, and then it, you know, it gets a little bone chilling, but you know, I grew up in Northeast South Dakota, so I know what you're talking about. And you want to experience cold, go to the Midwest in January, right?
Amen to that. Oh, you know, it's pheasant season here too.
Yeah, pheasant season. I think a couple weekends ago it started to kick off. I'm jealous. We're usually back there every September. I grew up on a pheasant hunting preserve. And so, you know, normal bird season for the general public would start in October, but on the preserve we would start September 1st and go all the way to March 31st. So every September we try to go back there and get the first hunt. It's usually a family hunt on the old farm. So, but we couldn't make it this year. My wife is running for office, so we just have other things to do, you know?
Yeah, we gotta get young conservatives like your wife in there. We're running out of time. This is family traditions, like you were just talking about. If we don't get folks like your wife in there, that's going to disappear.
Right. Yeah.
It's going to disappear.
No doubt.
I hate to see that because I this morning I watched a dad and his sons, they stopped at the local store getting gas, and they were heading out for their hunt, like you mentioned. And see that disappear in our country, it's a shame.
Yeah,
that's
no
a bonding
doubt. It's,
moment,
you know,
that should never go away.
No, you're right. You're right. And, you know, this idea that we call America, it doesn't have to last forever. And, you know, we have to hold on to it. We can't just sit here and take it for granted.
The ideal, because our forefathers left England for a reason. And unfortunately, that reason has landed in our government once again.
Right.
Tyranny.
Yep. Tyranny. And we're at that point again, I think, where, you know, 2024 is going to determine, I think, the future of this country, and we have to elect the right people. It seems like every election cycle we say this is the most important election we've ever had, but I genuinely believe that we're at a turning point here, and if we don't elect the right people in the House and in the Senate and in the White House and even at your state level, in your state legislatures, you know, we could be in a world of hurt.
Very, very much so. And that's, again, like I said, we need people like your wife in office so we can change that.
Yeah.
We have
no
caller.
Doubt.
519 area code. You're talking with Tiger Helgeling. You're on the air.
Yeah. Can you hear me, Brian?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's amazing because the other day it didn't work. Now it does.
We got everything handled.
I just wanted to say I'm glad you're doing this, and you have him tonight as a guest speaker, and very informative as well. And good luck, and I will talk to you later on. I didn't mean to actually call in at this point in time, though.
That's okay. You're more than welcome.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
You have a great evening. All right. Back to where we were, Tiger.
Yeah, at least you know the phone lines work. That's good.
Yes, sir. I'm glad everything is up and running proper. So.
Yeah. No. Well, you asked me earlier, you know, kind of my story. My wife and I, we run a residential real estate business here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I've been doing that since 2006 here in Vegas, and so we've seen a lot of ups and downs and a lot of different economies, and you know, it's a tough market right now across the country with these high interest rates. But Vegas is a volatile town, and real estate is a very volatile
hasn't it always been though?
Industry.
You got to be good in real estate to be good in Vegas.
No doubt, a volatile industry in the most volatile city in the world. I mean, the highs are high here, and as everybody knows that visits Vegas, the lows are about as low as they get.
No matter where you go in Vegas, you roll with dice.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
But
so
I tell you what, if
that.
You roll with dice with your wife, you're going to come up 7 every time.
No doubt. My wife's a rock star. So, yeah, my wife is a little bit
help. Both of you guys are. That's you're a team. That's the way it is. That's how I see it.
No doubt.
You both
fight
for this country.
So we're dividing and conquering at the moment. I'm running the business, and she's running for Congress here in Nevada. So she was, she's formerly a state senator here in Nevada. She was the youngest state senator in the history of Nevada ever elected. She ran against
the
15-year
voting record.
Yeah, 100% voting record by the American Conservative Union, which isn't, you know, that common. And I believe it's the highest record ever here, I believe. So her, you know, she's a staunch conservative, even when she gets behind those closed doors with the lobbyists and the caucus, you know, even the Republican caucus, when you get in the closed doors with those people, you know, all of a sudden campaign rhetoric goes out the window of being conservative, and they want you to just sort of go along to get along. But that's not her, so.
That's why we need her.
We do. Yeah, well, she's going to take that conservative voting record to the United States Congress, and, you know, she's really running a campaign for the people and by the people, and she's doing a really, really good job. I couldn't be more proud of her.
Now you got me thinking about pheasant under glass.
Yeah.
Pheasant season and pheasant under glass. It keeps running through my head now.
Right. Yeah.
You like to fish?
So, yeah, I have fished quite a bit. I was actually born in Anchorage, Alaska, so I grew up fishing up there in the Kenai River, but, you know,
oh,
I did a little fishing up there, and I've done some fishing in South Dakota, you know, lake fishing and stuff like that, but
I didn't
do as much fishing as we did hunting, so, but yeah, always down to eat it, though.
To be honest, the way I grew up, I mean, I had 5 brothers and 2 sisters, and we were probably as dirt poor as you can get. When people talk about privilege, I was privileged that I got to eat.
Right.
But I mean, I grew up, I remember my dad going hunting just so he'd have meat on the table.
Right. Yeah. Sustaining.
Those 5 boys and 2 girls. That was a lot of mouth.
Yeah. That's a lot of food. Yeah.
But,
if you can catch it and hunt it yourself.
You appreciate it more.
Right. No doubt. And where was that, Ryan?
I was born in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and grew up in the Pocono Mountains.
Okay.
And then probably around 12 or 13, we moved to Florida. And I grew up in South Florida for 33 years.
Okay.
It was,
yeah, there's a lot of
different.
Yeah, that talk about a vast difference of what you would hunt versus Pennsylvania versus South Florida.
Oh my goodness, no doubt. But one thing I used to love about South Florida, now you have Lake Okeechobee down there, it's freshwater, and you have to have a fishing license, which is understandable. But back when I grew up down there, for saltwater, you didn't have to have a fishing license. You can just go toss your line in the saltwater anywhere.
Right.
As long as it was a regulation fish, you could take it home.
Right.
And I remember as a kid coming home just tossing a line in the water. You got to watch out for the alligators, though.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. But hey,
go
catch yourself some dinner. That's awesome. There's nothing better than that.
I think my sister still has a picture of the alligator we had running around in our living room.
Wow.
We
don't have many alligators where I grew up. Right. No,
my
that's great.
My dad was an 82nd Airborne. My pop was an 82nd Airborne paratrooper and truck driver. You know, blue-collar guy.
Yep, that's about as America as it gets right there.
Yeah, I would say so, and I'm proud of it. He's my hero.
Absolutely.
Tell us about your family, about your dad.
Yeah, no, I was raised by grandparents. My grandparents adopted me at a young age and raised me. And so the best thing that ever happened to me was having them in my life. And
God bless
them. And you know, my sisters, they also adopted my sisters as well. So we all grew up with grandparents. And when we were just getting into high school, junior high school, they moved us from Alaska to South Dakota and wanted to raise us on the farm. So best thing that ever happened to me was going to the farm. But, they were great, great people. My grandfather was in the Merchant Marines, and then we had the farm, and so he was basically just your average everyday farmer. And he was got into real estate development, and that's how I got into real estate. And like you said, your dad was your hero. My grandfather was mine.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Sounds like an awesome man.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a great man. Yeah, old school, you know.
I love that.
Old
school
dude.
Was more that
just
of that.
Didn't. Yeah, he didn't put up with any BS. And, you know, if I was out of line, he let me know it. Then you straighten up quick, you know?
See, that was the thing with my dad. Just what I heard around the neighborhood from it wasn't from the other kids, it was from the other kids' parents. That scared me enough.
Right.
Yeah, no, I didn't want nothing to do with what he had to deal out if he got mad.
No,
so,
not at all. And
I mean,
that was a different time.
It was always in the tone of his voice. He never had to raise his hand to us. We got a crack on the bottom because we got a bit out of line. I mean, we were no angels.
Right. Yeah. And that's the way my grandfather was too. And my grandmother didn't say or do much, but if she looked at you wrong, that's all you needed. Then you knew, you had to straighten out.
I have a wonderful story that you're going to love. I told you I grew up in the Pocono Mountains. Now, my grandmother and grandfather are full-blood Hungarian. Immigrants come over from the old country, from Budapest and Patka, Hungary. My grandmother was nothing but about 4'10". They had 8mm reel of this woman beating a black bear out of her front door with a broom. I was like, yeah, wait a minute. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you don't mess with that with them.
Oh, good Lord, no. She was a little old gypsy woman.
Yeah. Gives a new term to mama bear, right? You don't want to make mama bear angry, the human version.
Amen to that.
No
way. What's your views on that? On our schools?
Yeah. On our schools?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's crazy I think I grew up in the last great time to be in school. You know, our kids are graduated now, but, you know, nowadays it's just brutal what kids are being taught. I wouldn't want to raise a kid right now in school, and I wouldn't want to be a kid right now in school. They're there to teach us how to think. They're just indoctrinating.
They need to get back to reading, writing, and arithmetic.
That's right. Yep. And balancing checkbooks.
Let our kids be kids.
Yeah, they don't need to be learning about all this.
Just by listening to you talk, I think you probably grew up around the same era I did. 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah, 80s and 90s for me, yeah.
I was still a youngin' all the way up to the 80s. I was about 10 years old because I was born in 70, at the end of 70. And you never seen this with little kids.
Right.
This is ridiculous. Let a little kid be a kid. They don't need to be sexualized.
No, not at all. These are not conversations that they need to be taking place at school. They need to be taking place at home between a family. And, you know, I think that's what's missing is they want to raise our children.
Age.
Yeah, and
at the
proper
age.
Yeah, we're truly in the nanny state.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll agree with that. But,
yeah.
Well, if you would like to call in and talk to Tiger, the phone number is 319-527-6092. Press number 1. All right. We're back to talking with Tiger.
Yeah.
That has a nice ring to it. You should do your own show.
No, I don't know. We got a lot on our plate right now. I'll let you handle the radio, Ryan, but happy to come on whenever you need somebody.
Oh, I'm much obliged. That's awesome. I might have to take you up on that.
It's funny. My wife is, we have two home offices, and she's in the other office right now doing a similar thing over there. So we're dividing and conquering with the radio and the phone calls today.
See, there you go. That's teamwork. That's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So every
pastry wanted me to
in
tell,
this country needs to be now.
Yeah, she wanted me to tell you hello and everybody that, you know, is going to follow from Twitter or X, I guess we call it now, and everywhere else, hello.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Very much so. God bless you, young lady. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are what the epitome of the American dream is, as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you. You know, it's people say, why do you, you know, my wife is running for Congress here in Nevada. She's going against a Democrat incumbent, multimillionaire Democrat incumbent who, you know, she'll pretend to be, Susie Lee will pretend to be a moderate when she's here talking to, you know, the constituents. But when she goes to D.C., she votes 100% of the time, practically 100% of the time with Joe Biden. So people say, why do you guys want to do this and put your, you know, business out there and just be attacked and, you know, our country can't afford it anymore. We can't be fearful as Republicans, or, you know, and just Republicans, because a lot of the times I have problems with Republican Party as I do the Democrat Party. But as Americans, we can't sit back and shut up anymore. And we just have to go for it.
If we do, we
yeah,
lose.
If we do, we lose. Yeah, we just
There's
have
no
to
time
put,
left.
Put our,
we got, what, a little over 12 months left? About 13
yeah,
months?
Yeah, 13. About 13 months before the November general election between, it'll probably be between Trump and whoever the Democrat nominee is at that time, if Biden makes it that long.
The scary thought is when you weigh what's at stake versus the time that we have left.
Right.
That's the scary thought.
Yeah. It is scary, but, you know, we just, Matt, think, I don't know how you stand on this issue, but Matt Gaetz and the other seven congressmen that ousted McCarthy was a great thing in our mind, and at least in my mind, I can't speak for my wife. I think she feels the same way, but I don't want to speak for her. But it was great that they ousted McCarthy, the establishment swamp creature, and now we've got a good Christian in there running the House, and I'm just hopeful that he's doing these individual appropriations bills, which is something that we weren't getting before, and I hope he continues to do, you know, what the people want instead of what the D.C. establishment wants. So at least we have, a better checks and balance between now and next November on President Joe Biden.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. He had me at his speech, his first speech. He brought God back into Congress.
Yeah, he brought that Bible out, and it's like, wow, this doesn't normally happen on the House floor. That was kind of cool.
That right there. And then last night, the president's endorsement of him was enough for me.
Don't get me wrong.
I did do my research on his track record. He's done some, you know, he's got to work across the aisle. He has to at least try. His main goal is for the people of America, as it should be.
Right.
I think that is the main problem with politicians in America today. They don't care anymore what their voters think. They're just going to tell their voters what they want to hear until they're elected. And then they're going to do what they want to do anyway.
Exactly. And, well, you know, hopefully yeah. what we can get now is, you know, we're not always going to get everything we want. But if we can have an actual dialogue and debate about certain issues and individual issues. It's like, you know, if you're going to send $100 billion to Ukraine, don't lump it in with other things and say, you know, well, you know, if you don't fund Ukraine, then, you know, you're against whatever else is hidden in the bill.
I have a sort of a conspiracy theorist outlook on Ukraine.
Tell me about it.
I'm sorry. I have never in my life. And I'm a history nut. When I was in high school, I read my history book the first 2 weeks. I had it, the whole book. But you can read a book. It's a matter of whether you understand what's in that book and retain it. And I do. And I have never in my wildest dreams or readings have seen where a sitting first lady visits an active war zone unannounced. All these stars and politicians visiting this so-called dangerous, deadly, active war zone.
Right, exactly.
Holding concerts in a deadly, active war zone.
Right.
You don't see that happening in Israel.
Right. Yep.
I think
exactly right.
Ukraine has been used as a front for laundering money.
I don't think you're alone in thinking that.
I think there's a lot of Americans out there that are seeing it for what it really is.
Right.
And what worries me about us only having 13 months left till the next election is we've already seen what the liberal left Democrats are willing to do. How much farther are they willing to go in the next 13
right.
months?
Well, we've seen it. we've seen it. They did it in 2020 with COVID, and mm-hmm. now they're like, what do we do now? You know, and they'll go to extreme lengths. They don't put America first. They put their own elections first and their own campaigns first, and they will do whatever it takes to win and beat Donald Trump. And, you know, I say Donald Trump like he's the nominee. In my mind, that's who I support.
He's going to be our nominee. If you would see my desk right now, what I'm looking at, I have a picture in a frame of Donald Trump. I've got the American flag. I push the little button. And does the the Star Spangled Banner. And I got – he's not a politician. He's an executive. The best person to run the executive branch of our government should be one of the best executives on the planet.
Right.
Common sense.
Yep.
That man is a world stage player, and he needs to be there playing on the world stage for America.
Yeah, exactly. Well, wasn't it amazing when he ran? It's, you know, Trump gets elected, we're going to have World War III. You know, everyone's going to lose their jobs. The economy's going to go to hell and all that. And none of that came true. We never had a more peaceful 4 years.
Quite the contrary. The economy got better. We had a few mean tweets. Big deal. We are energy independent. We were starting to sell our energy to other countries. Big.
Yep. America was open for business, and we were.
It was literally America first with that man. I never got into politics until he did in 2016. I voted for him, and he won because I believed in what he was talking about.
Right.
I still do.
Yep. And that's why he had so much support, I think, because he pulled a lot of people in that weren't normally paying attention to your average vanilla politician.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, I've actually went to his hotel up in Jersey and his casino up in New Jersey. I had a ball.
Yeah.
It was fun. A guy that builds something like that for somebody. I mean, somebody that is going to take the heat that he has taken since he walked down them steps.
Right. Yeah, he's got, the guy had a pretty good life before all of this. He had a pretty damn good life before,
right?
You know, all this politics stuff. It's like, you got to give the guy a little credit because, you know, he could just be living his life.
He's willing to go to prison for us.
Yeah. And it's a real thing. I mean, they're legitimately trying to put the guy behind bars. And, you know, at this point, the fact that he's still fighting, and I think that's, you know, a lot of the reason why my wife has the attitude she has. It's like the same reason Trump has his attitude. We can't afford it anymore. And if no one stands up, then we're going to lose our country.
Exactly. And he's been standing up. Your wife has been standing up. We have people in Colorado like Trent Lisey going up against Rhino Kent Buck. I mean,
right.
All of you, I love seeing it. That's what America is. We fight. We don't quit.
That is what America is. And we got to really get behind these candidates. You know, I'm obviously here to talk about my wife, but there's a lot of really good people across the country running. And, you know, a lot of times
people ask us, well, how do
we know who to support? Yeah, and a lot of people don't know who to support, and my personal opinion is, well, do a little bit of research, because the one person running that you hear about all the time is probably not the one you want to support, because they're the ones being funneled money to and handed the seat, and I'll tell you that those seats don't come with no strings attached when they're just throwing tens of thousands of dollars into your campaign. So look for the candidates who are working hard, who are making fundraising, low-dollar fundraising phone calls, and really get involved in your local politics.
Amen. Caucus. I cannot stress enough. Caucus for your candidates.
Yeah.
We are actually caucusing. Me and my daughter are actually caucusing here in Iowa for Trump.
Okay, that's good. Yep. Yeah, that's good. You got to donate money, and if you know, donate what you can, and if you can't donate much, get involved, go door knock, go caucus.
If you can't donate your money, donate your time.
Valuable things you could do is just remind people to vote. Say, hey, you know, let's go have lunch and let's go vote. or something, you know? Let's just get the vote out.
Well, too many people take that privilege for granted anymore. It's a right that was afforded to us by our founding fathers. We should not take it for granted.
No, yeah, it's, we're very lucky to be to have this type of system.
I mean, I'm of a mind to believe that there's people out there that think, oh, one vote won't matter. What happens if a million people think that? That's
right.
A million votes.
A million people, but even less so, you go to counties like Maricopa County in Arizona, Clark County here in Nevada, and these states and these electoral votes are divvied up, and it could be the matter of just a few thousand votes that literally decide an election in these swing states. You know, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and maybe not so much Florida anymore, but Georgia, Pennsylvania, you know, all these swing states, it literally comes down to hundreds and thousands of votes, you know. So it's, you could literally decide the president with just a few thousand votes in a county.
We've already seen that, actually.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. So people that say my vote doesn't count, yes, it does. You got to get out there.
Wow.
You got to get out there and vote and take as many people with you as you can. And, you know, they cheat. Yes, I get it. But we have to beat them so bad that they can't even cheat bad enough to beat us.
I wish there was a way that we could legally monitor these drop boxes.
Right.
There's got to be a way. And
we should figure
that out.
Right. Well, you know, it's like you got to drop your ballot off here at a poll place here in Clark County, and that we were just talking about getting involved in local elections. If you can't donate your money, donate your time. And one way you can donate your time is be a poll watcher and, you know, sit at the poll. And it's traditionally always just Democrats that are sitting there. And we need more Republicans in there just watching and keeping an eye on things. And whether they're at a poll or they're sitting by a ballot box, you know, we got to do it. And
if you see something that's not right, record it.
Yep. If you
that
see
is
something
the beauty
not right,
of cell
record
phones.
It.
That's the beauty of cell phones. I'll have to say that.
Right. Yeah, that is the beauty of cell phones.
We have a call. Gator on the line. Go ahead, Gator.
How did you know it was me?
What's up, brother?
I hid my number, damn it.
Can't hide your name.
Damn, that caller ID.
What's up, brother?
I was just calling in to extend the olive branch.
Oh.
You talked
olive
about working together earlier, and I said, well, I've been listening in a little bit, and I didn't hear many callers, so I said, well, hell, let me call him. And just give him a damn caller.
Oh,
maybe
we
have
a lot of listeners. This is mainly a listening chat with Tiger, getting to know him.
I got you. Well, I did want to ask Tiger a question. It was
more a
question of about the date. Well, hell, son, ain't you going to at least introduce me? Come on, man, help a brother out.
I'm Gator, Tiger, this is Brother Gator, the real outlaw Gator.
Oh, Tiger, I'd like to introduce myself to you. I'm the founder of Patriots United. I think you might have heard of us. And
yes, sir.
We put out a little flyer. We put out a little flyer today for Miss Elizabeth. We are endorsing her as well as America Matters Radio and Broadcasting. And as a matter of fact, America Matters Radio and Broadcasting is doing an excellent job of doing that. I applaud them for doing that. They're doing a really fine job. And I don't know if you got to see it yet, but I don't know in my backwards country-ass way what viral actually constitutes. But I think several thousand views would constitute a viral picture. What did you think of it, sir?
pleasure to meet you officially, Gator.
Yes,
you crack
sir.
Me
I think
up,
it's
man.
The first time we've actually spoken.
First time we've spoken, yeah. I see you on X all the time. We appreciate the support. I know Elizabeth appreciates the support from everybody. I was telling Brian earlier, Elizabeth and I are dividing and conquering today, and I got a text message a little earlier today with a picture of Elizabeth standing in a dress by a red couch, and she said, if you had to guess who made this, who would you guess? And I said, it wasn't Gator, was it? And we both laughed. It was funny.
That was me.
But no. Yeah, I know it's gotten a lot of traction on X, and we appreciate the support on there. So it's funny, you know, back in before Elon Musk took over X, she would do a post and get like 4 views on it. And now that Elon Musk is taken over and kind of cleaned out some things, I hope, you know, her viewership has substantially increased. So we appreciate that.
That's what we do. We appreciate her and her standing by us through the good and the bad. We've had some bad, but we steadied on through. But, yeah, I sent her that picture and the poster straight to her because, honestly, my thought was she was going to get mad. And I was honestly shocked when she replied back, I love it. I love it. Use it. I want it to go viral. I looked at my wife, Dee, and I was like, holy crap, she actually liked it. So I put it out to the group, and they did what they do, and off it took. I was like, holy geez. But I'm glad it took off for her, and I hope it gets a lot more views, and a lot of folks down there in Nevada's 3rd District see it, appreciate it, and they vote for her because she is the future as far as I'm concerned, you know, at least for Nevada anyway. And
yes,
especially for this country. And when Trump gets back into office, he's going to need the army of Elizabeths to straighten this confusion and, well, I'm trying to keep my language a little clean, but he's going to need an army of people like Elizabeth to
straighten this
country back out. Let me just put it that way.
That's right. No, we really, really appreciate the support, and it means a ton. And this is a campaign by the people. It really is. I don't think she's taken a PAC dollar yet. Don't quote me on that, but I don't think she has. And I'm not running in the campaign, but this is truly a low dollar campaign, and using media the way we use it, it's getting people engaged and involved and make it about them, because, you know, we got all these politicians talking about all these issues that no one cares about. And you know what people care about is putting food on the table and driving their cars and not having to pay $6 a gallon.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I'm proud of Brian for what he's got going on right there with America Matters. And that's perfect platform to get her message out.
I appreciate that, brother.
Yes, sir. Well, you told me in the very beginning this is what you wanted. And
there
you go, son.
We work well together.
Brian's doing a great
job. No matter how we work.
Brian, y'all are collaborating well. And, you know, we're all doing things, and we got to stick together in one way or another, you know.
We all have the same mission.
Disagreements may happen and such, but, you know, that's okay. As long as we're all fighting the same fight, it doesn't matter from which direction you fight it. It's still
fighting
the same fight.
Yeah.
We got to take another caller?
That's how I look at it.
Got to take another caller, Brother Gator. I appreciate you calling in. Appreciate Patriots United.
Oh, yes,
sir.
Go right ahead. I'll just listen for a little bit. That's all right.
Right on.
Don't kick me out.
You're good to go, brother. All right. We have another caller on the line. 519. Go ahead.
Brian?
You're on the line with Tiger.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Well, nice to meet you again, Brian. I'm back. I rushed in earlier on. And nice to meet you as well, Tiger.
Nice to meet you. What was your name, sir?
Edward. I've talked to your wife the odd time from Eliza's space. A couple of times here and there. My name is Edward, and I was just going to say, not a lot of questions, but I did know, and I was hoping that you're on the same page together with some of the stuff going on out there, and I'm wondering what your feeling is as far as this election coming up. Is it ever going to happen without, say, the administration today pulling off some type of war act or something like that, maybe another COVID scare or something to keep the voters from getting out? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, no doubt. And, nice to meet you, Edward. I won't speak for Elizabeth, but I'll speak for my general feelings. And her and I think are aligned on a lot of stuff. But they're certainly trying, aren't they? I mean, they did it in 2020 with COVID and the way COVID was handled. And I'm sorry, but they did, and they're trying it again. And, you know, I don't think the people are going to stand for it again. I think the people understand what's going on. And can you hear us, Edward?
Can you hear us, Edward?
There. Yep. Back now.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe you missed a little bit there, Edward. You can hear us now, right?
I can now, yeah. I don't know what
all
happened.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was just saying, I'm not going to speak for Elizabeth, but I'll speak for myself. And, you know, obviously they needed COVID in 2020 and the way they handled it with these mass mail-in ballots. I think the election was, you know, in a way fixed. And, you know, now they're seeing the poll numbers and, you know, the silent majority is still out there. And, you know, a lot of us don't say much and we're here. And I think they know that Trump is going to win. And they have to cheat to beat him. And, you know, you say, is there going to be an election? I think there will be, because there has to be, because the people just aren't going to put up with it anymore. We understand what's going on, and this is America, and we have elections, and we get to elect our president. And we have to, I wish we had election day, not election month, and I wish we voted by paper ballot in person, but we just have to get so many voters out that they can't out-cheat us.
God, I hope you're right as far as that goes, and actually having an election and not coming up with some asinine plan to delay that or something. And yeah, a voting day, that's what it's for, not a month. I don't see why we need a month, or anybody does. That's ridiculous. I didn't have another question as far as the Ukraine war, though. Do you think that's a necessary funded thing that all us countries are doing today? Don't you think there's like if Russia wanted to overtake Ukraine, you don't think they could have done that in 2 days? I mean, why is this dragging? I've seen more information and pictures from Israel in the first 5 days than I've seen in Ukraine for how long has it been going on for now? I don't even know. I think it's ridiculous, and I just wanted to find out more of your view on or your actual feeling on the whole thing.
Yeah, it's funny that you brought that up. I forgot there was even a war in Ukraine. I mean, we haven't seen anything about it in weeks. And, you know, unfortunately, with the situation in Israel, that's sucking up the news. But tragic situation over there in Israel. But, Ukraine is, you know, I think Ukraine would have happened if President Trump was in office. I think that you have to display strength, and the world knows we're weak. And, you know, Ukraine and now Israel and, you know, China can invade Taiwan any day, and I think our adversaries see a very weak America right now.
Yeah, I think Trump made that pretty well clear when he was at the United Nations, I believe, and he was talking about America first, and the WEF didn't stand a chance in hell of overtaking America, any company or anything back in those days. And now with the administration currently, they're letting the WEF walk all over the whole country, which is unfortunate. And it was him in office. I don't think that would ever happen again. They made a lot of fun of him during the day as far as not getting along well with others, but there was a very good reason for that, as we all know. Hopefully it doesn't get back to that again. Well,
right.
I wanted to more or less hear, because I think people want to hear and see a face from the people that are the nominees, rather than just some cheap 30-second commercial on TV, which is usually inaccurate and full of lies anyway. So nice meeting you and talking with you. You as well, Brian. I'll let somebody
else. Good evening, Edward.
Call in. Yes, you as well. Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
Nice to meet you, Edward.
Nice to meet you.
All right. That was an awesome call. I like Edward. He's a good guy. He's very knowledgeable.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And he's right. You don't hear a lot. You hear snippets of things from candidates. And, you know, I would encourage people to call their representative and call the candidates in their districts and ask them questions and detailed questions. And, you know, you got to get these people on record telling you how they feel. And once they get elected, you have to make sure that that campaign rhetoric matches how they're actually voting. Because a lot of times the voting record doesn't match the campaign rhetoric.
We don't want another McCarthy.
No, there's
talk
a lot
and do nothing. All that guy did was pander for the camera in front of Instagram, in front of Facebook, on X, wherever there was a camera. All you saw was McCarthy talking.
Right.
And nothing got done. I don't think we're going to see that with Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, Mike Johnson. I'm really hopeful with Mike Johnson here, and you know, everything looks good so far. I hope he stays strong, and I know the speaker position is tough. It's one of the least desired positions in all of Congress, I believe. But you know, because you got to balance so many things. But you know, we have to enact good legislation, but we also have to kill bad legislation. We have enough laws in this country. We need to start killing some bad ones and having proper debates on individual spending bills is really what we need. And I'm hopeful that he's going to do that.
I think he will. He seems like a man that's going to stick to his convictions. He seems like somebody that will stick to what he says he will do and not just talk about it.
Yeah. And it's funny because you've heard in politics for so long, oh, you need someone with political experience and leadership. Well, what good is political experience if you're not going to represent the people? I mean, Mike Johnson's been in Congress for, what, 6-7 years, not very long. In the world of politics, that's not much time.
What I like about him is he's a Jim Jordan protege.
Yeah, he's a Jim Jordan protege. He's got the spine to do the right thing. And, you know, political experience is great, but if you're not going to use it to fight for the will of the people, then your experience means nothing to me.
Exactly. It's useless. That's like one of those fake degrees you get from the indoctrinated Ivy League schools these days.
Right.
Some of those degrees, really.
Yeah, you get $200,000 to $300,000 in student debt, and then you go find yourself a $45,000 a year job you could have got without going to school at all. It's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, it's. I can think of a lot better things to spend my money on. I think we need to invest more in trade schools.
No doubt. We need to get back to making stuff in this country and get our trade schools back. And a good friend of mine I went to high school with, I have a 4-year degree. I don't really use it, but I did it because no one in my family had a degree. And I told my grandmother I would, you know, hey, I'm going to go get a degree and be the first one. So I got it. Well, long story short, I got a good buddy of mine, grew up with in South Dakota. He went to tech school to become a diesel mechanic. And he was making like double what I was making with a 4-year degree. And his diesel mechanics certification was like a few months long, and then had an amazing job immediately with one of the big tractor manufacturers and had a great job. So it's like, man, that kind of felt like a waste of a lot of money.
That's one thing my dad used to stress to me when I was younger. He would say, it doesn't matter the experience you have. You won't make the kind of money that you would if you had that black and white piece of paper.
Right.
You can have all the experience in the world, but you'll never make as much as you would if you had that degree or that diploma or whatever have you. And he's right.
Right.
He's right. No matter where you look, it's evident. I mean, I've seen guys, I used to be one of those guys, break their back most of their life. And
right.
I used to be one of those guys now. I'm happy with what I have. I'm happy with what I have here, but not what, as far as where our country is. Because if our country keeps going that way, I won't have this much longer.
Right.
And I'm not willing to give what I fought so long for to earn. I'm not ready to give that up. Not for anybody.
No, and I don't think you're alone, Brian. And we just got to keep... We got to keep the mentality, you know. We got to get this country back, and we got to start making things in this country again, and get back to exporting goods and services. And
you don't hear nothing about supply chain anymore either.
No, you don't. And you know, like, what's changed? COVID's still here. COVID still exists. So what's the difference?
To be honest, every time I go to a store or grocery store, it looks like it's actually gotten worse. The sad
right.
thing is, you know how here in the Midwest we have the farmers markets,
right?
Even they don't have as much.
And yeah, I'm noticing it in the stores here in Vegas too. We walk down some of these aisles and they're practically empty. It's like,
and then we got guys like Trump out there that got the farmers. What was it, $28 billion?
Right.
I believe it was $28 billion. And oh my God, this demand fights for us.
Yeah,
your
yeah,
wife fights for us.
For the
you
farmers
fight
right
for
now.
Us. You fight for us. You're fighting
yeah.
for us just by being here.
Right. Yeah, we got to keep up the fight for the hardworking people.
I thank you very much for that.
No, we appreciate that.
Not a problem. I was glad to have you as a guest tonight.
Yeah, appreciate it, Brian. And you know, I'm gonna. Stay tuned when you have these radio shows. I believe on Sunday and Monday you do these, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sunday
my wife and I
Monday
look forward
night,
to 7, listening.
7 p.m. Eastern time.
That sounds great. Yeah, we will be listening.
All right. Well, thank you. And tell Elizabeth we said hello and God bless.
Will do. God bless, Brian. Have a great evening.
You have a great night, young man.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, do we have any more callers? And do we want to talk about last night's Trump rally in Sioux City, Iowa at the Orpheum Theater? Call in 319-527-6092. And if you would like to chat, press 1. That was a fantastic rally last night anyway. I had a ball. There, I will be posting video on our YouTube page, which will be up and running tomorrow, America Matters. And let's see what else we got here for you. Do not forget, please do not forget, if you were in Nevada, we just had her husband on, Tiger. They are a very, very family-oriented couple. I don't know. These two leave me speechless. They're amazing. And Elizabeth, she wants to fight for you, Nevada. She wants to fight for us, America, as well as Trent Lisey, Colorado. He's going up against the Rhino Kent Buck. That man is unbelievable. Well, we have a caller. You're on the line. How we doing?
Hi. Hi, this is Eva. I got kicked off of my internet, so. but I just want to inform everybody, if we do go to war, there's not going to be an election.
I'm looking at most martial law.
They're going to try any and everything to make sure that Trump is not elected. And
their last resort
will absolutely be going to declaring a war and helping Israel out They're not going to help.
Well, they've already hinted at that when they started talking about the drone attacks on our troops over there.
And yeah, I just wanted
troops,
people aware
of our
that.
Troops are on their way. More of our troops are on their way.
Oh, I know. We already have boots on the ground, you know, but as soon as it's declared a war, then there's not going to be an election, period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
They'll suspend it.
So we know if this is the Democrats' motto, if you can't beat them, cheat them.
Never waste an opportunity.
You know, look at all the bogus charges they're trying to bring Trump up on Trump when you have, you know, look at how many of their dirty hands have been caught in the cookie jar. And they get off scot-free every single friggin' time. Look at Rashida Tlaib, you know, inciting.
She should not be in office anymore.
No,
I'm sorry.
No one that holds.
She's a collaborator with a terrorist group. She raises money
for
them.
And nobody that has dual citizenship should be able to hold office either. But I do have a question I want to discuss with Tiger about, you know, turning McLaren Airport into Harry Reid.
Tiger just left.
Oh, see, I lost internet service. So
yeah, he just no, he
I
just
have
left.
Nothing here. Oh, well,
you
that's
and
too
I,
bad. That's too
it's
bad,
you.
And I still don't have internet, and I
it's
am
and
I am about ready to, well, I was about ready to call my internet provider.
That's the
because,
unfortunate thing about living out here in the sticks in Iowa, too. Sometimes it gets sketchy during storms and stuff like that.
Well, you know, I did have... On my other phone, I have a backup plan. I can use my, I don't know, my T-Mobile hotspot. But right now, I just don't understand what is going on with my internet, and I'm kicked off right now. So excuse me, listeners, if I sound a little heated, because I am.
excuse me, but she's a Sagittarius. Like me.
So
that is
well,
so
no,
scary.
Everything was groovy, and then all of a sudden, you know, the studio started acting haywire. And
you have to remind you have to remind yourself, just like I do, violence and technology does not mix.
I'm so ticked off right now. And it's not like I don't owe any money. I paid my bill. You know, I'm gonna shut off my computer, walk away for a minute or two or ten. But while I have you on the air, Brian, it's just you and I, correct? That are
yes, ma'am.
Live in the studio. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to introduce you and welcome you to the network.
Well, thank you.
My name is Eva, everybody. I own the studio, and the name of my show is Our Reality Radio, and I have shows on Tuesday evenings, and I'm still on hiatus for about another week. And then I'm going to bring my show back. And I've been doing radio for forever, it seems like. And but I did want to welcome you to the network, Brian. And
well, I
so,
thank you for that, Eva. It's an honor for me to be here. Thank you for helping us get our word out about our candidates, like Elizabeth Helgeland for Nevada's District 3, Congressional District 3, that is. And for Trent Lisey for Colorado's District 4, he's going up against that Rhino Kent Buck. We got to get guys like him and Bacon out of office.
No, it is just, it is such a drag. And what I find a lot of the times is that people believe that their parent, they are their parent's political party, which is not
no.
true. You don't have to be, you don't have to be a Democrat because your parents were Democrats.
See, that's
you,
one,
and
that's
vice
one
versa.
Thing. That's one thing I was thankful for. My father and my mother, my mom was a nurse. My dad was a truck driver and an airborne paratrooper.
Uh-huh.
They raised me to think for myself. They gave me the options of what was actually going on during that time period or during that, you know, era. And allowed me to decide for myself and then explained the pros and cons of each decision.
Right.
They didn't say, well, this is what you got to do. This is what you got to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they explained the pros and the cons. They didn't give me one side. They gave me both sides.
Well,
I was poor as dirt, poor as hell, but I was lucky.
Yeah, one parent was a Democrat, the other parent was a Republican, and voila, she has internet service again.
Hallelujah.
But it's crazy, and I don't want to say that I had the best of both worlds because I know a lot about
parties. Because my mom was an Irish, she was full blood Irish, and my dad was full blooded Hungarian.
Uh huh.
And that made for an interesting combination at the dinner table.
Oh sure, it can. You know,
I remember my dad's mom and dad, my Grammy and Grandpa Hirsch. They were like I said when I was talking to Tiger. My grandma was nothing but 4'10".
Uh-huh.
But I remember her and my granddad arguing back and forth in Hungarian, and I thought it was so hilarious.
Well, of course it was, because...
But...
I mean...
I sit back as an adult and think about it today and wish I would have learned that language so I could have actually understood what they were saying. I bet you it would have been even funnier.
Oh, I bet it would have been.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Hilarious. Well, my granddad was a big guy. My granddad was, I think, close to 6'1". But he went close to 260, 265. And my grandma was 4'10" and weighed probably 80 pounds wet. And, he didn't mess with her. Trust me, you can believe that.
You don't bite the hand that feeds you.
could that woman cook?
He
Lord have
he
mercy.
May have brought home the, he may have brought home the bacon, but she was the culinary expert.
No, ma'am. They both brought back then. They both brought home the bacon. She used to work at a nursing home up in the Poconos.
Wow.
And, oh, yeah, that was back in the, even back in the 30s and 40s when my dad was a little tyke running around with his curly. They showed me pictures of him when he was a kid.
Right.
That man had some curly ass hair.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, back in that day and age, in the 30s and 40s, for a woman to be working, that says a lot. And for my grandfather for an old Hungarian man like my grandfather to have allowed that says even more. That was the type of relationship they had. It was a 50-50 relationship. That's the kind of upbringing that I had.
Well, that's very nice. It's very, very nice. It's just, you know.
And I see it. What hurts me is I see it disappearing.
Well, it's because it's all intentional. This has all been planned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't think that the New World Order, or let's call it the Old World Order, because that's what it is.
It's been around for a long time.
Exactly.
Just a bunch of fat, rich oligarchs that think they can control everything. We're about to find out they can't.
And people just don't realize because they've become dumbed down. They're apathetic. And it is pathetic because look at our United States.
It's like I told you when I talked to you the other day. I remember my dad vividly calling the TV an idiot box. Now I know why.
Oh yeah, because I'm forever telling people turn off those television programming boxes. It's called programming for that very
reason.
And you have.
Exactly.
You have, oh my goodness gracious, you have Project Mockingbird. And, you know, it was considered the fourth branch of government. And that's what it was used for specifically for propaganda purposes. Then you have a couple of pretend senators and Congress people that care about we the people, lies. And, you know, they go in front of Congress and then they were supposed to put a kibosh on Project Mockingbird. Have they? No. No, they haven't. They just continued it. And for us to believe that it was obsolete, but they just ran it under the radar a smidge. But look at all the news stations. I mean, you start off with I don't have regular TV.
Oh my goodness, it started off that long time ago.
But you start off on stations 2, 4, 5, 7. 7, 7, 9, 11, and 13, and you can take your remote control, or if you don't have one.
Let
me finish, Brian. So you can take your remote control and go to each one of those stations, and they're just repeating themselves. That's just like a mockingbird does. That's what they call it, Project Mockingbird.
I remember being fortunate to be part of the generation that was there between the transition from the three-channel antenna that you had to go outside and freeze your butt off to turn, make sure you got your channel in or use tin foil with. To the actual cable.
The antenna.
I'm inclined to believe that the implementation of cable for mass society was a giant psyop.
You know, it's all part of the plan. Do they think, do people really, listeners, do you honestly believe that it was a fluke that the coronavirus started? You know what the coronavirus stands for? It's an umbrella term for all, like, the flus and stuff.
Do you know there are so many different variations and types of coronaviruses that have been around for so long? But that's why they want to get Fauci with the gain of function, because they're not deadly until you perform the gain of function research, which is what he did.
But not only that, they're hoodwinking all the people because we have become dumbed down. We've become dumbed down by schools, indoctrination centers. We've been dumbed down by TV. We've been, don't get me started on TikTok. And, you know, the internet itself and all these social wink-wink media programs. You know, we've all become dumbed down. Plus, okay, now you're going to add the food, the Franken food that we eat. And look at the people. We are We are a fatty mix, fat, fat, and yes, I'm overweight. So yes, I'm even body shaming myself. But we live in a fast food society where we want everything yesterday. Yeah,
yep.
Somebody goes into one of these, I don't want to call them restaurants, fast food joints, and they say, yes, I'd like to triple size that for an extra 25 cents.
Give Diet Coke.
And then, right, yes, and then I'd like a small Diet Coke. And it's like,
can we get real for a second?
This is how it is.
Oh, my God.
And we are so lazy, and it's society. It's what we've become.
Well, we've been programmed because these days everything is at our fingertips.
Well, let me rephrase that. This is what
I mean.
You're not letting me finish my sentence. But we have become, forget it now. I kind of lost my train of thought.
See, that happens to me too. That's why I interrupted. So
well, I can't be interrupted when I'm in midstream in a sentence. But, it is, it's what we actually have allowed it to happen. If you would bother to get off your lackadaisical books and do a little bit of research yourself. My goodness gracious, anybody that has a cell phone has the world at their disposal. All you
exactly.
do is have to research. And instead of being, just so complacent and apathetic, you're taking it's beyond me, but it's all by design. All by design.
Well, you gotta figure that humans only use a few percent of their brain, their whole brain, when they're conscious. So
it is.
I'd imagine there's some that use even less than that.
It's just very, very sad that we've come to this, and then look at all the wars that we've been in, and Vietnam, mind our own business. Stay here in the United States. We didn't need to go to Vietnam. Still to this day, Vietnam has not been declared a war. Okay? It started off as a police action, and then we had to be Budinskis and sent. How many young men died over there and then come back and they are ridiculed and just, oh my goodness gracious. Yes, freaking, what's her name? Hanoi Jane.
She should have got a room at the Hanoi Hilton permanently.
She should have been arrested and tried for treason, period.
I agree. She still should be.
And
now she just came out supporting the Palestinians bombing of or murdering the Israelis.
Okay, that's another thing. Okay, they've been fighting for hundreds of years. Okay, again, let them do
thousands.
Their thing. Us, stay out of it. We already financially support Israel. We've been supporting them for years and years and years and years. We send them billions and billions of dollars.
I think there we might disagree a little bit. I think I agree with you. We have been furnishing them with weapons and, but that's what allies do. I think we have a spiritual obligation as well.
Okay. Well, because Bibi Netanyahu, he's a Zionist, okay? And he is, if you're going to get biblical, and
well,
I really
and
don't
I've
want
already
to
seen
get,
what's coming, so.
I really don't want to get biblical on here because But Netanyahu, there's, you know, how many, why aren't we seeing all the people that are protesting in Tel Aviv right now against Netanyahu?
I have. I've been watching Al Jazeera TV.
Okay, but you may have seen it. But people, the listeners out there, the general public, are like, the only thing that they're hearing is that that Hamas is bombing the heck out of Israel and, you know, going in there flight.
What happened was Hamas came in, parachuted in, started the war, killed a bunch of people, killed a bunch of Israelis, killed a bunch of babies.
Okay,
and then retreated back to the Gaza Strip. Like
Brian,
cowards.
Were you there? Were you there? And if mainstream media are liars and they are propagandists,
I don't watch mainstream media, dear.
You can't say that unless you witness it.
If you've watched some of the things that I've watched, I've witnessed it. Yeah.
But again,
not from mainstream media.
Al Jazeera.
These are for friends of mine that I know that are over there. These are actual videos. This isn't. No.
Did you know that a lot of Israelis did leave Israel and went over to Palestine to live?
A lot of Israelis went places to live.
So
they went to Germany to live too, and they were crucified there for it.
You know, you can't say. I mean, I believe that I'm a child of God. I'm a chosen one because I'm very, you know, I love the Lord to know, and I love the Lord, and He's not going to deny me.
No, ma'am.
Because
not as long
I've
as you
accepted
ask.
Jesus Christ. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Amen, sister.
You know, so it's not everybody who believes are the chosen ones, chosen people.
I'm of a mind to believe you can practice all you want. That's symbolism. You got to believe. He knows what's in your heart.
Exactly. Like I tell everybody, you know, there'll be no do-overs on Judgment Day. And
no,
then,
ma'am.
You know, you want to get into, you know, all the killings and stuff. How about when
Iran is a snake in the grass. They're playing everybody against everybody.
The other place I'm talking about. Iraq. Okay. Just like Iraq, you know, the Contra stuff and going on, and you know, there weren't babies in There weren't babies in incubators where the Iraqis went in to those hospitals and threw the babies out of those incubators. That was BS. It didn't happen. But people still to this day believe it happened. Unless a lot of this stuff.
This is why people need to do their own research.
They do. Don't take my word for anything that I say. You know, call me out on my stuff. If you can prove me wrong.
No, listen to me. You're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you. I know it's fake. I've done my research. But you said there's people that still believe it's real. And I said, that's the reason, because people still believe it's real, that's why they need to do their own research.
You can go to Wikipedia right now and you can look it up. And even Wikipedia is going to tell you that it never happened.
Oh, yeah.
Because it didn't.
I agree.
And it
because I did my own research on it.
Well, this is mainly for the listeners out there. You know, I just get so, you know, My goodness gracious.
I agree. But, you know as well as I do. We can share this information all we want, but if the listeners don't go do their own research.
That's how come when I do my shows, I tell everybody, you know what? If you're going to call me on my stuff, do your research, make sure you're factual, and we can discuss it. But until then, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know, because a lot of people, you know, hey, there's that little creature waddling around, and it's relatively white, and it has an orange beak, and
walks like a duck.
And it quacks, and it looks like a duck. You know, what is it? A bat? Hello. And then there's another thing. You know,
it's a Democrat identifying as a duck.
let's backpedal a minute there, Brian. Okay.
We're going
back to the coronavirus.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Of all things to put, see, and this is another thing. They, meaning, I will never refer to them as the elites. I refer to them as the
demons,
the parasitic globalists.
No. I wouldn't even put parasites down like that, because at least parasites serve a function.
Okay. Well, yeah, whatever. Okay, Brian. So. So, of all things to imprint on the quarter in 2020, two bats. You can look on all the other quarters that have been minted in 2020,
mm-hmm.
and they're like happy, like Western times and stuff like that. And then you have two bats. They hide everything in plain sight. People are so blinded that they don't see it. And, you know, these symbols and stuff do mean a lot to them. You know, the hand signal, the okay thing. You know, I personally use it, you know, and I don't mean it's not 666 I'm using it for, because I was raised that it's okay. And they use it in basketball and for the three-pointers and stuff. And so many people just do it out of habit. And but it's you really have to decipher this stuff.
Well, sure.
And because it's just mind-boggling, so many things that are out there and people just don't see it. How about this happened, I don't know how many years ago, but they brought television sets or monitors into grocery stores, and you know, it's on a loop, and they are subliminally messaging through these monitors to the shoppers who are standing in line. It's like, oh my gosh, I just saw Pepsi on there, so I gotta go get some Pepsi. And people just don't believe this stuff. And
programming,
and climate change.
That's the problem.
Climate
you do believe
change,
it. Oh,
climate
I,
change
you
is
started with climate change.
Climate change is nothing
before.
But geoengineering, okay?
This planet has
been
changing for 4.5. Now listen to my logic here, okay? This planet has been changing for 4.5 billion years, okay? It is in a constant state of flux. It is in a constant state of change. There have only been humans on this Earth in geological terms at the blink of an eye. We have only been industrialized for a little over 200 and some years.
Right.
We cannot be arrogant enough to think that our presence on this planet has changed it to the point where it's ready to self-destruct. I'm sorry, but I will not believe that.
You know, how about, and these people are so many of these people that claim climate change. It's all happening naturally by, you know, intent. And
this earth changes.
And exactly, hello,
all,
it does change.
All satellites and planets and all them good things that float around in the heavens up above us, they all change and will without us.
Well, yeah, they do, okay? It's all natural. It's all by design. And the crap that is happening faster and faster and faster, though, is because of geoengineering. You have those chemtrails, chemtrails in the sky.
I was watching a video not too long ago of a young lady that is now since passed, God rest her soul. She was killed in a plane crash, but she was a geoscientist, and she was telling the United Nations that there, and this was back at that time, I believe this was back in the early 2000s, mid, but she said at that point in time, by the year 2025, the United States military wanted to be able to totally control the weather, that there were over 150 different weather applications out there right now. And right now, I can imagine there's probably a lot more.
Well, look at HAARP.
Prime example.
HAARP is definitely still active. Allegedly, they closed HAARP down in Alaska, but no way, they did not.
Yeah,
and
they told us
for how many years
that aliens didn't exist, and just last year they came out and told us that aliens exist.
Okay, you also have to use discernment when it comes to that. I've actually seen a UFO, okay? I witnessed it personally for 3 nights in a row. And,
I often wonder how many people actually did see one and just didn't ever realize it.
But, you know, UFO, unidentified flying object.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I watched it the first night, and it was up in the sky, stationary, brightest light ever. And I'm calling, because they have a UFO hotline, okay? So I'm calling the UFO hotline. They don't answer. I'm calling police stations. They think it may be a transformer. No, it's not a transformer. I've seen transformers below. I called March Air Force Base, and they're going, we haven't had any reports. And I'm going, dude, go outside right now, look in the sky, and you're going to see it. And then hours I'm watching it. I'm calling everybody up, everybody I know. Get your butt outside and go look in the sky and tell them what you see. Everybody I called, my family and friends, they all saw it. They were witness to it. But I watched that thing for hours. And then as soon as day started breaking, sure enough, the sky, the unidentified flying object flew in the what direction would that be? Southwest direction, and
ooh,
in a blink of an eye, it was
and
gone.
You're in Cali? You're in Cali?
Yeah, it was gone in a blink of an eye. Now, there's
when Elon Musk lifted off SpaceX for the first time, I remember seeing the pictures all over the internet, everybody talking about how it was going to be, how it was an alien UFO crashing and all this stuff. And then he made the announcement that was the first launch of SpaceX.
Okay, I don't trust Elon Musk, and because he's part of the globalist parasites. He is. And they wouldn't have let him get as far as he has gotten without him being part of the club. Period.
I don't know, because he's getting bashed pretty good.
It doesn't matter. Sure. Sure, he's going to take a couple of hits. Big deal. It's not going to affect him.
He's taking a big hit in Tesla right now.
Okay. Okay. Look at the Halloween costume that he wore last year.
I don't pay attention
inverted
to people's
cross,
personal lives.
Inverted cross with the Baphomet on it. That is not, that is satanic, Brian.
I haven't seen it. I will send you
a picture of it. He had it on his profile picture for the longest time. But yeah, I'll send you a picture of it.
Well, not everybody practices like we do.
But if he's satanic and he's wearing something like that, I consider it giving homage to Satan.
I agree with false idols and giving
homage to
I won't say his name.
So it say his name. But you know, it's just people just, you know, Elon Musk, you can, like, save the First Amendment and blah, 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 blah. You know what? Look at
that.
I
didn't say nothing. I never said nothing about saving anything. I just said he gave us an opportunity to use what we got.
Excuse me.
That's all.
It is what we got, okay? So we have to use that evil to benefit us, we the people. To the best of our advantage, okay.
What makes
us
any different if we're what? That's what I'm saying. What makes us any different if we're going to use that evil? We're still using evil.
No, you're not understanding what I'm saying, right?
I'm understanding what you're saying. That's why I just posed the question. That's all.
But you. I'm not you. I don't pay for a blue check mark, so he doesn't make money off of me that way.
Reason that his voice and our message out there more. That's all.
Okay, if you feel comfortable doing that, then so be it.
It allows me the time and the space to spread the patriotic message. And it allows me the time and the space to spread the word of God. So I will take advantage of that opportunity as much as I possibly can.
And you know what? It's your money. Spend it however you want to spend it. Again.
You know what I mean. It's just like you said. You got to steer that necessary evil in the proper direction. We're not perfect. We strive to be, but we never will be until we enter the gates of heaven.
Of course not. We're not perfect, Brian. We'll never be perfect.
Not till we get to heaven.
It's just so crazy out there. People just use your, my advice, and I don't even want to say my advice. I just, from my own personal life, I use discernment in my judgment. I do my research, and I encourage everybody to do their own research, because like I was saying, don't take my word for it. If you think I'm saying something wrong, you don't believe what I'm saying, then call me on it. But you better have your facts
to back it up. I see. That's one thing I don't do. If somebody gives me some information like that, I'll go. I don't jump on them right away. No, I'm not going to do that. I will not do that, and I refuse to do that. I will go look it up for myself. I will go do my own research. And
that's
then if
what
I feel
mean
the
by
need,
discernment, and you do your own research. If
exactly.
you don't believe the things that I'm saying, then research it yourself on your own accord.
I have faith in you.
Well, don't have faith in me. have faith in,
you're a smart lady,
in God, in Jesus Christ, you know,
well,
but don't have faith in me.
He created you.
You know, it is just...
If I have faith in you, I'm having faith in one of his creations.
Oh, Brian, I'm going to...
Which means
after
I'm having faith. Which means I'm having all kinds of faith in him. Which means I'm having all kinds of faith in him.
Stand on it. I'm going to kick your butt. Okay.
Now,
I'm extremely vertically challenged.
Here you go. I'm having faith in one of God's creations, which means I'm having all kinds of faith in him by trusting one of his creations.
Oh, thank you, Brian. I'll
You're
take that
welcome.
As a compliment. I just, you know, I don't want to take any kind of glory or anything like that. I mean,
no,
it's
ma'am.
It's all God, period.
Yes,
no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So,
I agree 100%.
Yeah, it's crazy, 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 but I'm going to have to go and, did you listen to last night's show?
No, I did not. I was afraid to.
Shame
After
on you.
Talked about it, I was afraid to. I have to admit, I was a coward.
Shame on you.
Oh, well, we have some technical difficulties with.
Pull yourself up by the bootstraps, Brian. Or wait, you can't do that according to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Mr. Ed can go bartend for Nancy Pelosi. I don't care what she has to say.
How can anybody pull themselves up by the bootstraps?
I cannot in good
impossible.
Conscience. I cannot in good conscience watch her anywhere on TV or even on X because I just feel myself getting stupider if I do.
I have an excellent meme. It's the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz and Mari Povich. And
no,
it says,
don't you dare put Ray Bolger down like that.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's father.
Don't put Ray Bolger down like that. He had a brain. He just had to be shown how to use it. This one ain't got nothing up there. You can shine a light in one ear and see it in
the
other.
It's a meme, Brian. It's a meme. Don't bag on me, okay? Do not bag on me. Man, oh, man. But,
I think we had an awesome show tonight. What do you think?
So, well, considering I had internet problems and I'm calling Spectrum right after we hang up and giving them a rash of poo.
Oh,
because. Oh, you bet. I want to be credited. If I'm not able to use my internet, which I pay for, you know, I pay a certain amount each month, and each day is costs me this much. They're charging me this much for each day usage. If my internet is out for 5 minutes, they're not getting paid for that day.
I want my money's worth.
And it's just. It's just a bunch of baloney.
I had to get rid of my cable because I was paying over $200 a month for my cable and my internet.
Nasty, nasty, nasty.
That's crazy. But they got a monopoly here out in northwest Iowa because there aren't a lot of cable companies. And in my little town, there are none but them.
You know, I just I refused to play their little reindeer games.
Nope.
And,
I cut my cable off. I just kept my internet.
Because it is, it's ridiculous, and because I have one of those fancy, smancy, not so smart TVs, and it came with like three different things, and Roku, and then I was perusing through Roku, and then Tubi came up, and. Tubi is a free station.
Those are what I have. I have the Roku channel, and I have the Tubi, and the Max TV, and the streaming
and
channels.
I tell you, the Tubi is killer. I mean, I love it. It has the shows that I was raised on, has the movies that I watched in my youth, and it's just groovy. I love it. There's very few. I mean, and I am very, very picky on what I view myself, because like Netflix, you know, that big old hoopla with that movie Cuties, you know.
I've seen that, and I didn't like it.
Because it's a nasty movie, okay? It's perverted.
I didn't get very far through it.
It's for friggin' pedophiles. You know, it's a
I didn't get very far through it.
Pedophile's dream, okay? And then everybody was canceling their Netflix for it. Did they ever take Cuties off of Netflix? Absolutely not. It's still there. Okay, it's still there. Okay, you just have to go and search it. Type in Cuties, and it'll come up.
I don't want to promote it.
I didn't mean it literally, Brian. Okay.
I hate it when they target these kids, because
you know, it just ticks me off. And Netflix has so many nasty and
well, you do know the Obamas own stock in Netflix, right?
Well, of course they do. Come on. Look at
I bet the Clintons do, too.
It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Area code 786, if you want to go live on the air, please raise your hand by pushing the number 1 on your phone, and that will indicate to us that you do want to come into the studio.
We've got about 17 minutes left.
So, and the phone number is 319-527-6092. Again, 319-527-6092.
Thank you, Ms. Eva.
You're welcome, Brad. They obviously want to talk. Do you want to catch
awesome.
That? Do you want me to, Brian?
I got
you. Want me to catch it? Okay.
Sure. 786, you'll be on the line.
Because the email is revised. I just wanted to say
hello,
hi.
You're on.
Hello.
How are you?
I was listening for a while, but, you know, like I had like an inconvenience like around 7, and then I realized that I was, you know, I still had time to come in, and, you know, I came in and to say hi. I know there's only 17 or 15 minutes left, but I'm very happy to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight, young lady.
What would you like to talk about?
Oh, no. I mean, I just came to listen. I wanted to follow up on the conversation that you were having, but I came too late, so I just want to be polite and say hi. And, you know, next time, I'll be here early, and I have my questions for sure.
that's very nice.
Thank you for listening.
Well, America Matters Radio is going to be on Sundays and Mondays. One of those nights may be taken away. We're not positive right now. And then I'll be doing a show. I'm going to try and air it next week. And my show is on Tuesday evenings at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And it's called Our Reality Radio. And I'll touch on any subject. No subject is taboo. And because I just started the network back up. So Brian is my first host on the network.
Wonderful. It'll be 7 p.m. Eastern time, I think, right? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and then Brian, why don't you let the listeners know what time your show airs?
My show will be Sunday nights and Monday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Very good.
And that will be American Matters Radio. Sundays and Mondays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes. On Infinite Source Broadcast Network. So, but...
I will prove...
Go ahead, Brian.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to... If you have anything to add to the conversation, ma'am, feel free. I mean, it's just us three right now that are in the studio, so it's kind of a relaxed, you know, vibe. And so we'll talk about anything that you want to discuss, you know, politics, the upcoming election, and, yeah, I'm going to call it upcoming.
Whatever you have on your mind.
The disaster that our country is in right now.
That's scary.
Which is communism. We are in full-blown communism already.
It is.
May I ask where you're from?
Excuse me?
May I ask where you're from?
Yes, my family, my mom and my parents are from Cuba. And I was born in the United States and left to Venezuela with my parents when I was 4 years old and came back to my lovely United States at 12.
And
then finished school here.
God bless you.
Finished school here. And that's why, you know, like, like my parents, you know, they immigrated in 1961 because they were politically persecuted by the Castro regime. I have my grandparents, my two grandparents were executed by Che Guevara in Cuba. And, you know, like my mom and my father, you know, told me because, you know, like when I was like already 10, 11 years old that I came with like a Che Guevara t-shirt from Venezuela school. They sat me down and then they told me the whole story, how the communist MO is and how they act, you know, with the equality BS and, you know, like, you know, they're anti-capitalist and they want, they appeal to the poor and marginal people. Mm-hmm. And Castro, you know, after he took power, he really thought, you know, he declared himself a Marxist and communist, which he wasn't doing before he got into power. And you see, this being like 65 years of communism, one of the first things he did was like expel all the intellectuals from Cuba. He expelled all the priests, the Catholic Church, you know, the priests. He expelled them from Cuba. He started executing people that were against his communist regime. And first of all, he took the arms. He took everybody's arms. So nobody had anything, you know, the people could not defend themselves. And when they went out to the streets to protest, the military went against them.
Yes, ma'am. I remember.
After they took their arms, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we're the only country in the world that is a constitutional republic. That's our tool. That's our asset. Even though I know the Constitution is not being respected, you know, it has not been respected. In Italy, we have the three-letter agencies here enforcing the tyrant regime, which unfortunately is not only the United States. It's being controlled by the WEF and George Soros and Davos and his organizations. They've been installing attorneys, general attorneys, and governors and congress people and that's what we have now.
You're very smart.
Do you mind me asking your name, please?
Nancy.
Nancy, you're a very smart young lady.
I have an upcoming show, and I would like to know if you would like to be a guest on my show, Nancy.
Sure. I think if I can give you my handle, and you can DM me the number that you have.
Your phone number popped up in the studio, and so is that okay if I phone you?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
May I phone you tomorrow? I just got back from a vacation, so I'm kind of not jet lagged because I drove, but I'm so extremely tired. And you are just so knowledgeable, and the way that they are just bringing communism here to the United States, it is so crazy, and people just don't realize it. They think that communism is a form of freedom, and I know a lot of Cuban refugees from probably your era, your parents' era when they escaped. Because I'm really good friends with a lot of Cubans. And can I just ask you the one question? You know, when the Cubans were trying to come to Florida not too long ago, and they
I
were
remember
refused,
when they came to Florida in the 80s.
Okay, but they were refused this last time, within the last 5 years, and they were letting all these other refugees come in, calling them political prisoners, where that Cubans were actually political prisoners. They were being persecuted for that, and they wanted to come over here, and the United States says, no, you can't come over here. And, I mean, how did you feel about that? Did you feel betrayed?
No, I felt very frustrated. And let me tell you, that was Clinton, because, you know, like Cuba was like a pressure cooker at the time, and Castro, when he had a lot of revolt, within Cuba, he opened up, just go in a banana boat to the United States. So Clinton,
right.
it was not politically good for him. And he decided to do this policy of dry feet, wet feet. And that's when the Cuban, they were, if they didn't talk, if they didn't come to land and they the Coast Guard will return them there, and then they were incarcerated and sometimes, killed and everything. And yes, I felt really frustrated in the sense that if you know the Cuban people, they love the United States the most. I mean, I don't know a Cuban that doesn't come to the United States and become a citizen, and they love this country, they love this freedom, they're very grateful to be here.
While other immigrants come here, they don't integrate.
They're really here for economic reasons, and going on now with the borders.
Not only that, I find that the Cubans acclimate to the United States instead of feeling entitled and expect the United States to acclimate to them.
I know a lot of Cuban Americans that are more American than most Americans.
Oh, for sure. And like I said, I personally know a lot of Cuban families that had to flee when Nancy's parents were fleeing Cuba.
Yeah, I grew up in South Florida when they were coming in the 80s. And I'll tell you what, some of the stories that these folks would relay, what those poor people had to deal with over there is, no.
Look,
I'm thankful they came here. I'm thankful.
I saw the the biography of Ricky Ricardo, and my goodness, even his look at where he came from, and then what he became, because he was hardworking. He was appreciative of the United States. He came over here legally. You know, he had to escape Cuba because his family came over here dirt poor. Dirt poor. They didn't have two nickels rubbed together.
That's the epitome of what's written on the Statue of Liberty.
Exactly. And so
and we cry when we hear the national anthem. We cried at every Trump rally. We cried when Obama came to power because we knew that he was a total Marxist. We tried to warn the people, but you know they disregarded us, you know, saying like, oh my God, these Cubans, you know, like they're traumatized. They think everybody's like Castro and blah, blah, you know. And because I remember the Cuban community fought really hard against Obama. And
well, young lady, that's why we're doing what we're doing here. We need more. Have your family call and talk to us. We need more folks like you to get that word out there so people start understanding.
Because if we do have people, you know, from your heritage, Nancy, that are calling in because Marxist Cuba and communism, then
you've seen it and lived it.
Exactly. And I hope and pray that people will wake up to what is really happening. And because you have so many young kids nowadays that think that communism is just great.
Well, the only reason they think that is because it's pushed so hard that the state is going to pay for everything. To them, it's like, oh, somebody else is going to pay for everything for me.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Because
entitlement. Yes.
They do, because a lot of politicians, Democrats, spoon feed people lies and spoon feed them money, and that's all there is to it. But we have less than 2 minutes left of the show. Nancy, you're a great caller, and I will phone you tomorrow. Is this time about a good time to call you? Tomorrow?
Yes. You can call me anytime because I'm actually taking care of my son. You know, he has epilepsy, so I'm here. So,
I can understand. I have seizures.
Yes. So I took a work leave, so I'll be here. So you can call me anytime that is convenient for you.
Okay. My name is Eva. And we're just going to, Brian, is it okay with you if we just talk through till Blog Talk cuts us off?
Yeah,
so
sure.
If we get cut off, Nancy and the listeners, it isn't us. It's Blog Talk Radio that cut us off because we get a two-hour allotment.
So I look at this as an American opportunity as well.
You know, thank you so very much for calling in. We greatly appreciate it. You know, firsthand, I witnessed. And do you still have family that lives in Cuba?
I don't. Since my parents came in 1961, my father brought all the family legally still because we're still. Have like the international flights that, you know, people can, you know, were able to leave that by plane. So my father took everybody, but I have family in Venezuela, which is communist
it's the
as
same.
Well.
Yep.
So I went through that too, and that's where my parents left, you know, really quick, you know, like, because my father went to work for a couple of years. And then he came here and then he put his own business. But my mom was a teacher. I mean, they, I'm telling you, they bought it, you know, you know, every 4 years, and they're just so grateful about this nation. And I'm telling you, from my own parents, they really love this country like I do, like we all.
Well,
do.
I can tell that you do. Okay, Brian, do you want to take the show to an end? And
yes,
you
want
to go ahead and end it? Okay.
Sure. I would like to thank everybody for listening in and all those who called in tonight for America Matters Radio. We will be on again next Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to tune in.
God bless everyone, and have a beautiful tomorrow. And thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Eva. Thank you, Brian.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone. And we'll talk. Thank you.
Okay,
good night. God bless.
God bless.